Sure. Item one is a subdivision rezoning at 1280 Notre Dame Avenue under file DASZ44 of 2011. I have two people registered.
Councillor Smith wants to deal with the Grinnell one first, just since there might be people waiting.
Okay. Councillor Smith has indicated he wants to deal with items numbers 2, 3, and 4, which is combined hearing. First, item 1, 2, and 3 refer to a rezoning on the east side of Brunel Street, north of St. Paul Avenue, under files DASZ37-2011, DCU-168-265-2011, D, and DAV-168-208-2011-D. There are two people registered.
Councillor Smith, if you can, maybe you can just explain what you want to do.
Yeah, I would say because of the confusion with one of the blocks going up in flames and has been destroyed completely, and it's complex. So I want to lay this over to the next meeting.
That will be January 31st, and everybody registered at this meeting and the previous meeting will be notified of that by me. I'll send out a letter tomorrow advising you of that.
Okay. All those in favor?
Any opposed? Carried. So if anyone's here for the item on Brunel Street, we won't be dealing with this tonight. You'll be notified. Thank you. So we'll now look at the issue of Notre Dame Avenue.
Yep.
I have, I assume, is the applicant Giovanni Jeremia. And there you are.
Good evening. Good evening, councillors. My name is Giovanni Jeremia. I'm with GW Architecture, Inc. We are the applicants on behalf of SPY Investments. We're located at 60244 Princess Street. We have reviewed the planner's report. We are in agreement with the conditions of the rezoning. And besides that, I'm here to answer any questions or if you need any clarifications.
Are there any questions? No? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. And also registered for information, we have Mark Koval. He's coming down. Okay.
Yeah, just wanted to speak about a few opportunities that I think might be here that hopefully the developer can look at. Just some very small things. With the corner here of Notre Dame, it's basically the developments at the corner of Notre Dame and Weston, also where it meets Clifton. Both Clifton and Weston are part of the city's active transportation network, sort of a north-south route. And there's also potential in the future to connect through to the rail line that goes north or to Flint, which is just a little bit west of Weston, sort of as a north-south route, and hopefully connecting into future developments along Mid Phillips, potentially along the Hydra right-of-way there. So basically, I think we're really encouraged by some of the items that have been put in from the city on this, such as the long-term and short-term bike lockers. I think that's a really positive development. Also moving the buildings forward, I think that's really great, you know, to see that we get better pedestrian access and a more of a sort of a storefront atmosphere along there. I think that's a really encouraging thing. But what I think I'm hopeful that perhaps the developer can look at is just to have a short little two-way cycle track connection that it would allow a cyclist to connect onto that western route, both north and south. And if you look on sort of the second page, I've attached some photos of an example from Portland, which is part of a bike boulevard along Going Street in Portland, that this sort of connects a little dog leg in their bike boulevard connection that allows someone, a cyclist, rather than crossing the street, sort of to get to a light. And Weston does have a traffic signal, which would make it much easier to cross Notre Dame. So it, and it's just that one corner of land that would perhaps be needed to do that. So it's not a very, it's only 40 meters in length. So it's a pretty small request that would really add to the cycling environment and create that potential to connect north-south over Notre Dame. So that's basically the information that I'd like to bring forward.
Questions?
Any questions?
Councillor Smith.
How much land would be involved, actually?
It'd just be about 3.5 meters, so you're looking at three and a half meters of space for the cycle track is all you would be looking for. And then to have your sidewalk separated from that as well. So the sidewalk and that. And it's right now, I think it's landscape space, more or less. And just so you can get to both sides of the traffic lights, that you're lining up with traffic on Weston, so you're not, right now, you're basically, you'd be crossing as a pedestrian, and that, you know, we don't, it's better, I think, just to have the cyclists and the pedestrians separated so that we're not encouraging that kind of conflict.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Jeremia, do you have anything you want to add to what he said or can't rebut to anything, or you'll just talk to him later? Okay. Okay, there's no further delegations on this item. Hearing none, Councillor Smith.
Is agreeable to this.
He says he'll talk with.
Well, he's going to talk to him. But,
you know, it's probably on the spot. Okay, so you're prepared to move a motion, Councillor Smith?
The public service be taken as read.